the rest of the story. Among black slaves in the pre-Civil War South, there was much talk of escape that their owners and overseers never heard, or at least never understood. For example, the lyrics to one old spiritual advised, "Follow the drinking gourd." That referred to the constellation Big Dipper, which pointed north. "Flee when the sun comes back," the song said, meaning in the spring when it was safest to travel. There were other considerably more useful encoded messages and signposts that guided slaves safely along the mysterious rails of the Underground Railroad. Most useful of all was a specific monument, a statue, actually, a statue that spoke to the fleeing slave, although in silence. For the abolitionists would tie a green ribbon to one arm of the statue to indicate that a friend was nearby to lend a hand. A red ribbon, however, that meant danger was lurking, and thus cryptically informed, did runaways know where to stop for help and when to keep on running? And just who was the subject of that sculpture? Well, nobody knows that for certain. The person represented by that standing figure may never have lived at all, but if oral tradition may be trusted, and in many instances it's more reliable than written history, then the last name of the young man that statue portrayed was Graves, G-R-A-V-E-S, and during the American Revolution he was 9 years young. With his own father, he accompanied George Washington's troops, it is said, as they prepared to attack the British and their Hessian allies at Fort Princeton. You remember the famous painting of General Washington in the boat crossing the Delaware River in the dead of winter? Well, that's the battle we're talking about. Anyway, young Mr. Graves was put in charge of the general's horse. He was supposed to tend him, keep him quiet, so the enemy would not hear him neighing, and this the boy did, standing determined at his post, despite the wind and the snow and the bitter cold. He was remembered and sought and found hours later, too late, frozen to death, still grasping the reins of the commander's horse. The remarkable account of one young man's loyalty to General Washington and his ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty spread quickly through the ranks of the Continental Army. And George Washington himself, deeply moved, is said to have commissioned a sculpture of the boy for the grounds at Mount Vernon, where the Revolution was won. Thereafter, the statue was copied and became popular. Well, now it's 3/4 of a century later, the brink of an even more terrible conflict, another war. And those statues are now everywhere, from the Mason-Dixon north, and they're often bedecked with ribbons, either green or red, green for safety, red for danger, and in this way did a young hero of the Revolutionary War, whether he was legend or whether he lived, guide to freedom countless runaway slaves. For if the story is true, then young Mr. Graves was more than a child of the American Revolution. He was among the few free blacks of that place and that time, and his likeness, that sculpted symbol of loyalty and honor and eventually of freedom, originally called the Faithful Groomsman, that figure cast in iron, one day later would wear a jockey's cap. That's right. They were called lawn jockeys. Now, you may once upon a time have regarded those iron statues with disdain. I think you won't again, now that you realize the rest of the story.